Texte numéro 119. Water torture. Rivers flow downhill, which in much of Asia means they start on the Tibetan plateau before cascading away to the east, west and south. Those steep descents provide the ideal setting for hydropower projects. And since Tibet is part of China, Chinese engineers have been making the most of that potential. They have built big dams not only on rivers like the Yellow and the Yangtze, but also on the Brahmaputra and the Mekong, which pass through several more countries on their way to the sea. China has every right to do so. Countries lucky enough to control the sources of big rivers often make use of the water for hydropower or irrigation before it sloshes away across a border. Their neighbours downstream, however, are naturally twitchy. If the countries nearest the source suck up too much of the flow, or even simply stop silt flowing down or fish swimming up by building dams, the consequences in the lower reaches of the river can be grim. Parched crops, collapsed fisheries, salty farmland. In the best cases, the various countries sign treaties setting out how much water each will guarantee to the next. In the worst, bickering over the flow is a source of constant tension and recrimination. Tension and recrimination have been the order of the day for China and its neighbours, alas. In part, this is because a river like the Mekong does not contain enough water to go round. China has already built 11 dams across the main river and has plans for 8 more. The downstream states have built 2 and are contemplating 7 more. Even when rainfall is normal, the altered flow and diminished siltation are causing saltwater to intrude into the Mekong Delta, which is the breadbasket of Vietnam, and depleting the fish stocks that provide the only protein for millions of poor Cambodians. China has long resisted any formal commitment to curb its construction of dams or to guarantee downstream countries a minimum allocation of water. It will not join the Mekong River Commission, a body intended to help countries resolve water-sharing disputes. China's leaders seldom show much concern for the people displaced or disadvantaged by dams, even when the victims are their own fellow citizens. But China's rulers could do plenty more to reassure their neighbours. Sharing data on water levels routinely, without interruption, would be a good start. By the same token, downstream countries would love to know when Chinese hydropower plants plan to retain or discharge water, to allow farmers and fishermen in the lower reaches time to prepare. And it would not hurt China to undertake to alleviate droughts when it can. Adapted from The Economist, May 2020.